You know, we reach out to all the young people, you know, and I love old people because it's so important that we minister to our youth and to sometimes even have the message for the youth in a very simple way that older people some kind can receive the blessing and the message of God's Word, because we're all the same, but we are all different. And I said all that to just like simple things like skin color. Inside, we are all uniquely made by God. But on the outside, well, we have different skin colors sometimes, but we got the same Spirit as we have the Spirit of the living God within us. We thank God for the Holy Spirit, and we are the same, but we're different. Now, I think all of us have the opportunity to choose. Some of us like to choose this and that. Well, I said choose because if you ever noticed, I have a picture of Jesus that I carry. It's kind of a traditional picture because we really don't know what Jesus looked like. But there's a lot of different artist renditions of the picture of Jesus. Now, the Bible said in Isaiah that he would be comely, which means that he would just look like all the other people. But he would certainly be different because he is God manifested in the flesh. So my question for all of us, I guess, is this. Does it make any difference if we have blonde hair or black hair, or if our clothes look different to other people? I hope not. I don't think that we should be judging people on the outside of looks and different things, but everybody has a little different idea, even what Jesus looked like and what he did, and that's okay. That's why we have so many different churches. Now, that's what Jesus said, that the important thing is that everybody follow him and that they do not speak bad about him. We don't want to speak bad about Jesus because he came to save us, and we thank God for that. And as long as people are doing good, you know, because we have a situation in this world, we are good and evil. We don't want to do bad things. So people need to be doing good. That's what Jesus taught us. And Jesus said those that are doing good shouldn't be stopped. Now, well, you may wish that everybody thought that way and that you think about Jesus and his love for us. And my prayer is that everyone would think that my way? No, think Jesus' way. And we should not get upset about things like that. We need to work together. We need to love together. We have a biblical mandate. God said you must love one another. And we have a commandment to do that. But we don't have to like anything that they do. But we can work together. We can agree to disagree on a lot of things, but we can still love, because life is that important. And we can have life more abundantly if we follow what Jesus had taught us and what he had done for us through the death, the burial, and the resurrection, and breaking that bondage over sin and death. Isn't that cool? Well, I said all that to say this, because people do things, and they believe different things, even about Jesus. That's the way that we're different. But there's nothing wrong with that. Remember, as long as you and I believe and also do good, John Wesley said, do all the good you can, all the time that you can, and never speak bad about our God. You know, they talk about that, taking God's name in vain, curse words and stuff like that. Never do that. You don't need to do it. So everybody, yes, has a different idea the way Jesus looked, and we have a different idea about people that we know that look different, maybe do things different than we do. But think about this. We love different ideas, don't we? We all do. I do. So we need to treat everyone that believes in Jesus with great love and respect, and be glad that they love God also.